Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, my little angel darlings. It's time for another one. And by one, I mean a podcast on cuddling.
Ooh, is it? Yeah, it is a bit.
Can I do big shouts out? Because I just want to say something. I gigged in Jersey, no big deal. And a lovely man could be called Harry. His girlfriend could be called Fiona. His girlfriend was at home. Well, no, she had to go to a function, as is the wont of the modern lady. And he was so nice about this podcast. And I've had loads of people come up to me at things saying they really enjoy the podcast. And it makes me so warm in my heart because I sometimes think, why are you adding to the podcast pool with a podcast about fucking cuddles? But then when I get so many nice people with big smiles on their face saying they love it, it makes me really happy. Anyway, yeah, so thank you. For this intro, I've put, and Ben, the producer, will see this, a big rosette on my background with first place on it. And that's just to pump me up. That is to pump me up. Anyway, we are doing Cuddle Club Live. Well, I guess Harry and Fiona can't come because they live in Jersey. Oh, a little stretch. Don't mind me just having a little stretch. Anyway, I'm doing Cuddle Club Live on the 12th of December at 21 Soho in London Town. Do come along. It's going to be quite fun. Well, first of all, we're going to have a get some stuff from you guys. It's going to be interactive. And then we're going to have a chat. And then I'm going to bring my guest on. And we're going to have loads of games and stuff. Ooh, might even do arm wrestling. That's sort of a cuddle, a fight cuddle, with my guest, Ed Gamble. Teddy. Everyone's favourite camping star. So yeah, come along to that. And anyway, let's get into this. Let's be in the moment, please, and listen to this. This is the Cuddle Club podcast. Today we've got Jack D. I really love Jack D. Hang on, let me just yawn. Oh, you've got to get all your stretches and your yawns out the way. Well, I've done the podcast, so now I'm in sort of louchy, slouchy time. Had a lovely chat with Jack. Well, I don't need to tell you who Jack D is. You tell yourself who you are, more likes. Okay, come on in. I've clicked you in with my fingers. I went, and then I beckoned you in like an arrogant man at the bar. Hi, Jack. Thank you for doing a bloody podcast.
That's it's okay. I mean, I just, you know, they're rare things, podcasts, to come by. So when I get an offer, I seize it.
You snap it up, don't you?
I do.
Does your heart sink when someone, could be me, sort of texts you and says, will you come on my podcast? Does your heart sink?
No, that's what I mean. I think, oh, great, someone else has started a podcast. It's great. You know, and I'm, you know, gone are the days when you have phone calls of friends. Now they say, I've started a podcast. That's just, you know, it's great. I think everyone should have one.
It's a way. Are you going to get one? What would you do yours on if you could be bothered?
I'd probably do a podcast about the podcasts you've done recently. Who have you spoken today on a podcast? I did James A. Acaster, and then I did Alan Carr this morning, and now it's you. And then we did a little review of it and see how it went.
Lovely. What are you doing? You were on tour.
I'm on tour, yeah. So I'm in Buxton at the moment. staying, I'm in a hotel in Buxton, in case you think, you know, in case anyone thinks I have fire precaution signs on the doors in my house.
Oh, well, they won't see this. Only I get to snoop behind.
Oh.
We were talking about before, you said you're not a spa girl, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't like spas. I think they're like big Petri dishes. And you go in there and you pick up bugs and germs and I don't trust them.
Fine.
Also, if I'm honest, a bloke on his own in a spa is much dodgier than, you know, a lady like yourself.
Well, I was in a spa the other day, as is my life, and I had my feet up in the spa, you know, like... I was sitting sort of squat pose if you didn't have the bench. So
right.
Legs, you know, so legs up, like sort of holding your legs like this.
Okay.
You know, and a man walked past. I mean, I don't know how to say this nicely, but he absolutely eyeballed my vagina.
Did he think it was a bit of a come on the way you were sitting like that?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. But I was just like clutching my arm. Like, it's not a but I guess, like, if you really want to look for it, the vagina's there, you know. But he had to like sort of crane his neck to sort of.
Oh, he actually did that, did he? Yeah, that's odd, you see.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be that guy. You know, I don't.
But you can't help yourself.
I don't want to be. Oh, I was in a spa and I had my. I was just sitting there minding my own business and my legs behind my ears and this guy came and looked at me. You know, and I think it was Jack D.
It was Jack D looking at my box. But I thought, oh, he can't have done it that obviously. Maybe I'm mistaken, you know, woman blaming herself, of course.
Yeah.
And my friend went, oh, well, he really was trying to get a look at the old box. You know,
yeah.
She noticed it as well. So,
yeah. Oh, you know, that's, yeah, exactly. So it's not on. And I think, you know, if you're a guy's on their own in spas, I just, even I as a guy on my own in a spa would be suspicious of other guys on their own in a spa. So that's why I don't go anywhere near the places.
They should have guys' night where just all the single guys. Actually, they do have that in a spa near me. It's a swinger spa. There's a spa near me and it's a... I think it's like couple swingers, actually. So that is a Petri dish. That one would be.
So if it's a it went from being a guy's night to being couple swingers, you said.
Yeah.
So which is it, you know? Because you don't want to get that wrong, do you? If you're innocent, you know, and you want, I'm going to go because I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression. I'm going to the guy's night at the spa and you turn up and you're expected to get involved.
Yeah. Did you have a nice birthday last month?
I did actually, yes. It seems...
What did you do?
I just had a dinner with my family. It was really nice.
Aww.
And it's my 60th. Can you believe it?
I can't, actually. I thought it'd be 70. Lol, 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 lol.
Oh, my God.
Great jokes right at the start. No, I can't believe it. I can't believe that.
Okay, I'm going to rush off and have a spa treatment now you said that. Get some Botox in.
Oh, everyone's doing that. What do you think about that?
Well... I don't like it. I just think it looks... I've never seen it where it looks anything other than absurd on people. Mm. Those great big lips that look like, you know, car tyres or something, you know?
Yeah, I'm resisting any Botox. By the way, I've got a filter. I look absolutely fucking wonderful, I'll say it. But on this Zoom, I've put the filter up quite high.
Right.
So this isn't my actual real face. Do you want to see my real face?
What, without the filter?
Yeah.
Go on then.
I've taken it right down to nothing.
Oh my God. I can't see any difference. This is not. Yeah, someone's listening to this thinking, "What's going on?" I mean, you know. But don't worry. You're photogenic. You are. So you're
Thank
okay.
Thank you. Mm. Let's cancel our appointments and not have any work done. But we're all on the way to death. You know, what can we do?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, keep it light. Well.
You came on Unforgivable Series 2.
Yes, I did.
We had a lovely rapport, don't mind saying.
Yes, it was good, wasn't it? Mel's horrible, though, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Can't believe you're working with her. How Sue coped with it that long, I don't know. Does she only partner people that rhyme with Sue now?
She does.
So that was how you got the gig?
Yeah.
I was lucky.
There's only famous, you know, presenters called Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, the band Blue. She might work with...
She'll work with the band Blue. There'll be a Hugh coming along soon, I imagine.
She might work with Lou Reed. We don't know yet.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we've We don't have the database of references to make that one work. I think that's... I think we have to leave it there.
We gave it a bloody good try, though, didn't we?
We did. I mean, I'm just going through my head, you know, what else? Quick, quick.
Do we know anyone called Chew?
I think we're letting the listeners down badly now. I feel, you know, I want to apologise.
Ah, you say that, but what if I was to mention So Solid Crew?
Ah, so does that work? Mel and So Solid Crew?
Not really.
I don't know. It would be abbreviated, wouldn't it? It would be just Melon So Solid or Melon Crew. And that sounds like, I don't know, like a ferry or something.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal. Well, it sort of leads quite nicely into my rhyming slang game that I've got with your name.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, it's just rhyming slang and you have to guess what I'm talking about, OK?
OK. Is it real, this, or have you just thought of it?
Well, I thought of it 5 minutes before the podcast.
OK.
OK. What did you have for your Jack D?
So I have to answer in rhyming slang as well.
Oh, if you like, yeah.
I had a...
We can cut...
I had a beat... No, I got it. Don't...
We can cut out the pause.
Sorry, don't underestimate me. I can do this.
But we can cut out the pauses. That's what I'm saying.
Now you're undermining my confidence, Simon. No, I was going to say...
No, come on.
I had a bean. A bean and gone. Scone.
Oh, lovely. That's lovely, actually.
Yeah.
I'm never going to underestimate you again.
No.
Okay. I'll meet you at Jack to D. That's not really responsive, is it?
No, I can't
but
answer that.
Try to respond anyway.
Well, okay. give me more than that.
Okay. Well, the next one's unresponsive as well. Do you like ham, egg and D's?
Do they all rhyme with D, by the way? Is that it? Oh, okay. Well done you. Well done. I don't half like it. It's my favourite thing to loo. That doesn't work, no.
No. It kind of works. It does kind of work. Where's my Jack D?
Oh my god.
This is the last one.
Well, search me. I suppose I'd have to say to that.
Yeah. That was phone. That was a curveball. But anyway.
Oh.
You did very well there.
So why was phone Jack D? Where's my Jack D?
Well, I just sort of trick you. You know, sometimes it's the comedy rule of four.
So making it not rhyme. So that I really would have to go through the entire lexicon of the English language. Okay. All right, well, thanks for that.
Yeah, you having fun?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's good.
Cuddle club. Cuddle club. Cuddle club. I think that's enough. Are you writing anything at the moment?
I've just finished writing a book, which is coming out this month, in fact. Yeah, so...
What's it called?
It's called What Is Your Problem? And and it's a kind of agony uncle type, but where people have written to me with the things. Do you remember you came and did a help desk, didn't you?
It was so funny that.
It
was
good
fun.
It was
so good.
Yeah. And we ended up having a few of those on telly as well, which I liked. And we did a little live tour with it. And then, anyway, a publisher got in touch and said, would you write a book as an agony uncle? And that was 2019, and I was so busy with the touring, I just thought, damn, I would have liked to have done that, but I haven't got time. And then, of course, within a few months' time, we'd had lockdown, and I had time, and I said, yeah, I can do it now. So that's what the book is, and it's just people writing in with all their issues and problems.
Okay, you ready for the quickfire round?
Yeah, okay.
Here we go, it's quickfire. Should he or hoodie?
I guess should he, because I don't like hoodies.
Yeah.
What is a shoulde, though? What is a shoulde?
Should he just be himself?
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. That's cryptic, but I can... I don't like a hoodie. I don't like them.
That's lucky it was should he just be himself, because it could have been should he be a sex pest.
Yeah.
But you picked the right one.
Are you wearing a hoodie, by the way? Have I said the wrong thing?
No, I'm not actually, no.
Ask me why I don't like hoodies.
Why don't you like hoodies?
Because if you put them on back to front and put the hood up, you can't see a thing. And that is dangerous.
Yeah.
You could step into the road.
And, yeah. Sorry, I'm just clearing my throat.
That's okay. That's nice.
Question number two. Would you rather your kid was being bullied or a bully?
A bully.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think I should go to counselling? That's the last question.
I think you could do with some counselling, just maybe a bit of life coaching.
How many days a week?
I think it needs to be full time for you. Otherwise, you're not going to get it together ever, you know. So you can do that, and then they will help you get organised.
Yeah.
And then you can put a bit more homework into the podcast before it starts. Not that this hasn't been great, but
How dare you?
No.
What? You didn't like Jack D game?
I thought it was good, but I think, you know, if you'd given yourself time this morning to really work it through, and that's what a life coach...
I've been working on this since 6 a.m.
No, not true. You already said on your own podcast that you thought about it 5 minutes before the show.
No, there's a lot to think about. Okay, we're into the questions proper now.
Okay.
So I think you're going to be bamboozled. Come on, let us in. First proper question, who upset you last? Or who did you upset last?
I wouldn't have upset anyone. I don't upset people. But I've been upset by people who come to the house and want to, you know, read the meter and things, because they always come at the wrong time. I prefer they just make an appointment or just don't bother reading and guess, you know.
When they see you, if someone comes around to read the meter and they will recognise you, do they get, like, weird about it?
Sometimes, but, you know, it's a bit strange when they come into your house, isn't it? Because then they're in your space. And your space is where you can be who you choose to be, and you might not be wanting to be your professional persona, because only a nut would be the same at home as they are on stage, you know, really, wouldn't they? It would be unbearable. Can you imagine that?
Oh, no, well, that's me.
Well,
that's me.
Oh, is it? Are you? Yeah, this is the problem, you see. So you need...
I'm a lot of fun all the time. But you're the same off stage and on stage, slightly more chirpy.
Suppose it's an amplified version on stage that you get of me, but going back to that, I don't mind that people want to talk to you about your job, but I just wish they'd just do their job and go.
Yeah, read the meter and fuck off.
Well, you know, yeah.
Cuddly guy?
In the right circumstances.
In the right hands,
you know. I don't need cuddles from people, other than, you know, probably my wife, if I'm honest.
And kids.
I'm not needy like that. Well, my kids are grown up now. It'd be weird if I was cuddling them.
Oh, a quick hug, hello, though.
Well, hug, of course. Yeah, I'm not some kind of psychopath, you know. But I can, you know, of course I'd do that. But, you know, I'm not needy, you know what I mean? I just, I love people's company and stuff, but I'm okay without it.
Do you love people's company? Are you quite sociable?
Yeah.
Dinner parties?
Not dinner parties, but I'm sociable, and I've got a family, you know, so and I know it sounds ridiculous, but as your kids get older, it's like having your own little sort of social world around. It's like having your own sort of soap opera that you're living in, and it's just absorbing.
I want to have a family when I'm about 55, 60, and I'm not really interested until then, but you sort of need to start now and sort of grow it, don't you?
If that's when you want the family, you need to start quite soon, yeah, but, you know.
Well, I'm not interested in any of the sort of giving stuff up phase.
Right, okay, well, that's one of the things you kind of have to do when you start a family. It's hard, and it's not for everyone.
What about if I was just the weird auntie in your family or something?
You could be a sort of I would have you as a weird aunt. I think it'd be good.
Thank you.
You know, yeah, you could come over and be a weird aunt.
But I think people would sort of also be thinking, Yeah, we prefer it when she's not here. Because, you know, the sort of family unit is quite strong. And then when you've got the outsider in, they sort of think, well, that's enough of that.
Yeah, it can be. Or it can. Everyone can up their game as well and enjoy your company and look forward to you coming over. Lou's coming. Oh, Lou, is she coming again? Yeah, she is. She likes it here so much, she's coming again. I know it was only yesterday, but she's coming back.
She forgot to have her own child, and so she's, you know, she's more...
So she's coming back now.
Luckily, you're in a different postcode to me, so I think you're safe.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Go on, take us back then.
History.
The past.
Memories.
When stuff was cheaper, then.
Woolworths.
Coffee wasn't as good.
Instant coffee. Is it the war? It's not the war, is it? Can you remember being a baby?
My earliest memory was when I must have been about three.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, it's a memory of making my friend laugh.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
Because I didn't think, oh, I'm going to be a comedian at that point. But it so happens that that memory has stuck with me because I thought it was such a great thing to have done. And I specifically remember I was sitting on the curb outside our house in Orpington with my friend, and his name is Christopher, and we were both eating biscuits, and he was kind of munching his biscuit, and I said, you shouldn't eat your biscuit like that. You should eat it more quietly. And he said, what do you mean, like? And I said, like this. And then I ate my biscuit really, really loudly, really crunched it up, and he just fell about laughing and thought it was the funniest thing ever.
That's so good.
Yeah, and I thought it was great, you know. I mean, I've done it on stage since. It doesn't work.
It's a lovely piece, but can it stand the test of time?
You know, it's peaked. That bit has peaked. And I've now dropped it from the set. It was... that was the first joke I ever wrote as a 3-year-old.
That's impressive, though. That's so impressive.
It makes 3-year-olds laugh.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Okay, are you ready for the touch quiz?
I think so far it's fair to say I've been ready for everything. Haven't I?
You have, yeah. You've come ready. Yeah, really have. You've really done your bit, actually.
Good.
Okay, you get 5 questions and you have to guess what I'm thinking about touching.
Okay, so it's like 20 questions, except there are only 5 of them.
Yeah.
Is that for expediency, so we can get it all done in time?
Yeah. You don't want these podcasts to go on past 40 minutes.
No, it saves you editing it, doesn't it? For 20 questions, oh, my God. All right, yeah. So my first question, is it animal... What?
Hang on. Before you go into the questions, I'm going to let you have a couple, because this is really hard and barely anyone gets it. It's different things each time, obviously. But I'll let you have a couple of wildfires. Just pick anything.
I'm confused now because I understand the game. And by giving me the wildfires, you've made me think I don't.
Before you ask the 5 questions, you could just guess 2 things randomly.
Just randomly, I think you're now thinking of touching.
Mm. I'll try and relay it to you psychically.
Okay, you do that. Okay, you're thinking of touching your forehead.
No, that was my psychic link.
Okay, you're thinking of touching the microphone in front of you?
No, you got to think more laterally. Okay, do your questions.
That's flawed, isn't it, when I'm trying to think of stuff without any clue?
Yeah, no, it's okay.
It's worth a try. So is it animal, mineral, vegetable?
It's a tricky one because it's attached to animal.
Okay.
But it's not actually animal.
It's attached to animal.
Yeah,
okay. So is it a dog collar?
Oh, that's a good guess, but no. You know, you're sort of along the right line, sort of.
Yeah, so it's attached
to animal. When I say animal, I mean person.
Oh, a person. Okay, so is it something that someone is wearing?
Not exactly. They've got it for, you know, imagine Abu Hanza.
Yeah.
He's not wearing his hook, but he's certainly got his hook.
He's got his hook.
It's along those lines.
Is it like someone's dental plate?
No, the Abu Hanza clue was in the right area. It's a fictional famous person's hands.
Okay.
I've been quite generous. I've been quite generous on the clues here.
When you gave me the clue of Abu Hamza, right, you were trying to guide me towards the word hands, and you chose to reference the one person we all know who hasn't got hands.
Yeah.
That was not helpful.
Well, we'll think of someone else who hasn't got hands but has got hands.
So like a robot.
He's not a robot, but you might think he is because he's misunderstood. If you were a Cuddle Club listener,
which I am,
well then you'd get this because Fern Brady mentioned this character in her podcast, so I don't know who it is.
I missed that one.
Well, it's Edward Scissorhands' hands.
I should have got that.
Don't beat yourself up, okay? Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. It's a question from Alan de Botton, okay?
Okay.
What emotional life skill would you be good at teaching someone else? Bloody hell.
Yeah, I think it would be just learning...
Sleep?
Patience.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm very patient.
Are you?
I'm very patient. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm still here, aren't I? I'm just... It's...
You're nasty boy.
I've learnt to be patient, and it's useful. It is useful. You just let things float over you.
Okay.
It's good. Are you not patient?
No, not at all. That's why I won't have children, because I think you have to be patient with them and it'll drive me mad.
Yeah, you do.
All right, well, we'll get to the end now. I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? Best on-screen cuddle.
I don't know, because I don't really focus on that aspect of films and stuff.
Right,
I mean, you know, if I went to see a James Bond film, I don't go in thinking, oh, I hope there's a good cuddle. You know, I'm there for the car chase and explosions and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, okay. I don't look out for that. And you don't want a film that's nothing but cuddles either.
No, I mean, that's sort of porn, I think, isn't it?
I suppose it would end up feeling a bit like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Even for me, it would be too much. You know, I started this podcast as a joke because...
You certainly did. And we all got it.
Last question. Have you ever had... like a really awful, weird cuddle, or a nice one that's unexpected?
Had a few hugs that were unexpected, you know, and you think, oh, what's going on here? Why was that, you know? And it's awkward, isn't it?
What, they just, you weren't expecting it and they just come on in?
Yeah, they come on in with a hug and you think, I don't think we know each other well enough to justify
If I see you, I hug you.
Yeah, but we know each other. And,
yeah,
you know,
fine.
I just think if you don't know someone terribly well, it's a bit odd. But now people will hug and stuff when they're saying hello for the first time.
Yeah. I, for a prank, might stick a tongue in the ear just for a little prank.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unexpected.
Well, yeah, well, good luck with that.
I might try that, actually, just to see what the feedback is. I'll let listeners know on the next Cuddle Club. Okay, it's the end of the podcast, and now we just put your results into the Cuddle Calculator.
Mm-hmm.
There it goes there. Okay?
Yeah, I'm nervous.
The cuddle calculator says, tinsel, you come out on special occasions and then need to be popped back in the loft. You'll wrap yourself around someone, but only at Christmas time. You're sparkly, you're crafty, but you're pretty half-arsedly.
That's the character that has come up on the thing.
Yeah, that's not me. That's the cuddle calculator saying.
I think you added a bit at the end, didn't you? I'm pretty half-arsedly. Is that what you put in? It is, isn't it?
Nope. That's the machine.
That's the machine doing that. Okay, well, I can't argue with that.
You don't get results like that from a human being.
No.
It's too high.
No, it's asking too much, isn't it?
Did you have a terrible time or has it been okay?
It's been fun. It's always nice talking to you. And, yeah, it's been good laugh.
Well, it was lovely to see you.
And you, Lou. All right, thank you for having me on your podcast.
Okay, see you, bye. Well, thank you to Jack D. What a guy. He's on tour at the moment. His tour goes on for ages, actually, but book tickets now. Bloody hell, it's a big old tour. I'm on Ticketmaster. That's one word for it. .co.uk/... Well, you know, Google Jack D, it comes up. And he's doing October, November, all of the months really until May. So, and then I think it goes on, actually. Bloody hell, he's touring, it's a year. He's touring for a year. So do check out Jack D. It's called Off the Telly. And also his book is probably out now, or you can get an advanced copy. What's Your Problem? Very funny guy. He's one of the best, isn't he? All right, come see Cuddle Club Live at 21 Soho. You can get tickets from Plosive or 21 Soho's website. That is on the 12th of December. And follow me at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Okay, bye-bye. Pat yourself on the gooch and let's go.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.